Segmentation in animals. An animal is either said to be unsegmented, metamerically segmented, or one class is said possess pseudo-segmentation. Transverse division of body wall into similar segments. It may originate from the mesoderm. This is metameric segmentation, or may not originate from the mesoderm. This is pseudo-segmentation. Metameric segmentation in animals. Transverse division of body into similar segments that originate from the mesoderm. It originates from the mesoderm where the body parts are separated by septa that extend across the column. These subdivisions are seen on the body surface of the ectoderm as transverse constrictions. The body segments are referred to as metamers or somates. Groups of animals with metameric segmentation. 1. Annelids. 2. Arthropods. 3. Chordates. You should know that in chordates, metameric segmentation is lost in the ectoderm. In vertebrates, segmentation is seen in the vertebral column. Advantages of metameric segmentation. It enhances peristaltic locomotion in annelids. It gives specialization to segments or group of segments to perform a variety of functions. Pseudo-segmentation. This occurs when body divisions are confined to the ectodermal tissues only without the mesoderm. Animals with pseudo-segmentation are tapeworms, a class of flatworms. You should know that flat shape provides surface area to volume for transport of materials by diffusion. The flat shape to provide large surface area to volume ratio is necessary because the platen hermit-like vascular system. Some members lack gut, hence absorb already digested food from the external environment across their body surface, and they are parasitic. The detailed classification of kingdom Animalia. Phylum Cynadaria. The body is radially symmetric. The body wall encloses a cavity called heteron with one opening. Diploblastic. The body wall is in two cell surface separated by a non-cellular jelly called mesoglow. A ring of stinging cells are called mematoblasts, which are on the mouth of defense. The tissue level of organization. You should note, nematoblasts are cells which contain nematocysts. Life cycle includes asexual stage called polyp and sexual stage called medusa. The polyp is sedentary and either colonial or solitary. The medusa is free living. The habitat of the phylum Cynadaria. It lives in aquatic. Examples are hydra, jellyfish, sea anemone, and obelia. The phylum has three main classes. 1. Class Hydrozoa. Example is Hydra and Obelia. The polyp is dominant. 2. Class Cyphozoa. Medusa is dominant. The polyp is reduced. Example is Aurelia, which is a jellyfish. 3. Class Anthozoa. It has polyp only. The medusa is absent. Example is sea anemones or corals. Corals are a group of marine invertebrates living in compact colonies of many identical individuals. They are cynadarians and belong to the class Anthozoa, Phylum Platelementis. Its dorsoventrally flat, unsegmented body is triboplastic. It has a bilateral symmetry. It has no vascular system. The gut red mauve, but no anus. It should be noted that the main secretory organ is the phloem cell. All are monoecious. Some are free living, others are parasitic. This phylum has three main classes. 1. Class 2 Bellaria. They are small and flat. Suckers are absent. Body is covered with cilia with no cuticle. Most of them have simple eyes. They are free living and aquatic. 2. Class Stromatoda. Their suckers attach them to the host. They have thick cuticle covers. No cilia is present. They have no eyes. They are endoparasites. 3. Class Cestoda. They have flattened segmented body divided into vogloties. They have thick cuticle. The head is scolex with suckers and hooks. The gut is absent. It should be noted that segmented body in tapeworms is not metameric segmentation. This is pseudo segmentation, which means segments do not originate from the mesoderm. They are endoparasites in the alimentary canal. An example is a tapeworm. Differences between class Cestoda and any of the two other classes in their phylum. There is a presence of proglottides in Cestoda. Enteron is absent in Cestoda. No opening in the Cestoda, whilst others have mouth. It has an elongated body in Cestoda, but leaf-like body in other classes. Phylum Nematoda. It has unsegmented body. It is bilaterally symmetrical. It has a cylindrical body. The body is pointed at both ends. It has guts with mouth and anus. Example is guinea worm and hookworm. You should know that they have vascular system. Some are free living and others are parasitic. Differences between platyhelminthes and nematoda. And the flat worms, their body is flat. And the round worms, their body is cylindrical. And the flat worms, they have no pointed ends. And the round end worms, they have pointed ends. And the flat worms, they have no vascular system. And the round worms, they have vascular system. And the flat worms, there is a mouth with gut but no anus. In round worms, there is a mouth, gut and anus. In flat worms, there is no colon, but in round worms, there is a pseudocolon. In flat worms, they are hermaphrodite, but in round worms, they separate sexes. Phylum Annelida. Their body is metamerically segmented. They have cylindrical body. There's a presence of chiti on each body segment. The excretory organ is nephridium. The respiratory surface is their body surface. Some are myoecious, others are dioecious. They have three classes. 1. Class Polychaeta. 2. Class Oligochaeta. 3. Class Herodina. Class Polychaeta. There's numerous chaeta on the parapodia. It has distinct head with eyes present. It has no clitellum. Class Oligochaeta. Few have chaetae or segments, but no parapodia. They have no distinct head and no eyes. There's a presence of clitellum. Functions of clitellum. For attachment and during exchange of sperms. It aids in copulation and cocoon formation. Function of chaetae. For gripping substratum during movement. Class Hirudina. It has no parapodia or chaetae. It has no distinct head. They have suckers. You should know that they are hermaphrodites. Similarities between Nematoda and Annelida. They both have cylindrical body. They both have elongated body. They have pointed and tapering ends. They have mouth and anus. They have vascular system present. Both are triploblastic. Differences between Nematoda and Annelida. Nematoda has no segmentation, but Annelida has segmented body. Nematoda has pseudocolon, but Annelida has true colon. Nematoda has no chaetae, but Annelida have chaetae. Nematoda have open circulatory system, but Annelida have closed circulatory system. Nematoda is stoicious, but Annelida is stoicious and monoicious. Phylum Mollusca. The body organized into a head and foot. It's used for locomotion. It has soft dorsal body mass called a visceral hump. It has calcareous shell that covers the visceral mass. It lives in its habitat is aquatic and terrestrial. Mollusks has three classes. 1. Class Gastropoda. 2. Class Plexipoda. 3. Class Cephalopoda. And the class Gastropoda. They have the extinct head. Their tentacles and eyes are present for sensitivity. The shell is single and coiled. They have flat muscular foot. It should be noted that they have radular foot scraping particles of food and bringing it into the mouth. Class Plexipoda. They have a shell with two valves. They have a reduced head. They have no tentacles. They are laterally compressed. Class Cephalopoda. They have a well-developed head, which is fused with the foot. They have a ring of tentacles with suckers around the mouth for seizing prey. They have internal shells. Note that they are all aquatic. Examples of organisms under class Gastropoda are Acantana, Helix, Limpets such as Patella, which is a marine rock clinging conical shell mollusk, Limax, Littorina. Examples of organisms under class Plexipoda are Eugeria, oysters, and mussels. Examples of organisms under class Cephalopoda are squid and octopus.